વાસોયા સાંજી વાસો બોયા છેડે છેડવા સાંટી સોગોડ નાચુયા પાવસાન દિસોયા ખુશાલુ ઇસાવુયા વોરસાક એક પાવડ્યા તા સાંજુ આઉં ફૂલોયા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં ના કુર્તે છે તું બેસ્તા પાંચે ઉદો કે નાવ્યા ઉર્બે ગાવ્યા વિવા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં ના કુર્તે છે તું બેસ્તા પાંચે ઉદો કે નાવ્યા ઉર્બે ગાવ્યા વિવા સાંજુ આઉં મગાચી બેટ કુશી વાગ્યા પોર મોળી ફૂલા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં ગાં કુર્તે છે તું બેસ્તા પાંચે ઉદો કે નાવ્યા ઉર્બે ગાવ્યા વિવા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં ગાં કુર્તે છે તું બેસ્તા પાંચે ઉદો કે નાવ્યા ઉર્બે ગાવ્યા વિવા સાંજુ આઉં લીચી સાંગોડ ફામાદ સો સારા સાંજુ આઉં ફૂલોય તા કુંચાય ગોઈચા કોણશા બાસુન ઘૂમતા તોબલી ગાયતા તે કોટા સાંજો ઘૂમતા મુટલ્યા નીડ્યતા આંગા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં ગાં કુર્તે છે તું બેસ્તા પાંચે ઉદો કે નાવ્યા ઉર્બે ગાવ્યા વિવા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં કોઈ સો સાંજુ આઉં પાયલે ટૂરી સિયતા સાંગોડ પોળો આમચી મારુંદા સાંજુ આઉં સાંજુ આઉં
Yo, susse gaddem par listeners. Kia ora, hello, namaskar, and welcome. How are you? Tuka swagat karta, aicha susse gaddem par konkani programmer. Today is Sanju Auto Fest. This is the day the Goans have a nice fair share of kopache, and they jump in the well. It generally rains all day. The first song by Johnny and Babushka was devoted to St. John. Aaj mujhe sangata asa don sobit chedwa, Chanel Fernandez ani Chanel Lobo ani amso handsome chedo Anish Nadkarni.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome Chanel Fernandez and Chanel Lobo and Anish.
Hi, thank you for having us here.
We are delighted to have you on our show. Aaj kon so vishaya boir aun tum uloita? What are you talking about today? Tell us more.
So today we're talking about road trips. And apparently we're good authorities on that. So that's what we'll be discussing today.
You surely must be, others you wouldn't be here.
So basically, it's just starting off today. We'd like to wish everybody a happy feast. As we mentioned before, it is the feast of St. John. In Konkani, this is apparently Sanjau. I do apologize because I'm East Indian and Anglo-Indian. I have no idea about Konkani, but this is what my mom said that they used to do when they were younger. They, on the 24th of June, they used to jump into the well to celebrate this feast day. I don't know. I've never done that.
No,
have you?
I've never jumped in a well either, but can you guys confirm that this still happens?
This
like today?
Still happens. Oh, I'm quite sure it does happen. And don't apologize for your Konkani not being good because you saw how I started. I'm not good either. But you know what? This is why we have this program, so that we learn and we grow together in the language and keep our roots. So, yeah.
Cool. Absolutely. Well, so like we mentioned before, we are talking about road trips in New Zealand today.
Well, you know, tell me, Chanel, what's the big hype about road trips? Why are we talking about this today?
I think mainly one of the biggest things about road tripping in New Zealand is really just to catch a break, or road tripping anywhere, to be honest. With work and university and, you know, the winter weather and stuff, you sort of get a bit, it can get a bit boring and bland, I guess, just being in Auckland.
Yeah.
So it's always good to catch a break. And we go on quite a few as well, Chanel, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. New Zealand is such a tourist attraction. We might as well just take advantage of, you know, its beauty and its uniqueness and just go experience it. And because of that, we've been on so many trips. We kind of just know the ins and outs, mostly, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. When we were thinking about topics to discuss for today, I think we've thought it'd be best to start off with Queenstown. Because we're bang in the middle of winter, and it's iconic. It's just one of those places that you have to go.
Yeah, it's definitely better to go in winter, but I think it's beautiful in summer too, like kind of like an all-year-round place to visit.
That's true, because I've only been to Queenstown in the summer, but I think you've been, Chanel, in winter as well?
Yeah. I've been in winter. I've been down to Queenstown in winter, and I don't know, how can you describe Queenstown in a few words, I guess? You know, the snow-capped mountains, skiing, landing on top of the mountains to make snowmen, all those sorts of things. The gondolas can take you up there, but of course, you know, me being me, I traveled by helicopter, and I think that's the best way up. Close to Queenstown, though, is the Franz Josef Glacier, and it's absolutely beautiful, too. Have you been there?
I have as well, yeah. Has any of you guys... Have you guys traveled to Queenstown?
No, you need to tell us more.
Basically, I mean, like I said, I went in the summer. Chanel went when it was winter.
Winter, yeah.
But it's so cool because you do feel like you're completely out of New Zealand. It's not like any place in New Zealand that we normally go to.
I mean, it's very picturesque, isn't it?
Absolutely, so beautiful. I think it's like, for me personally, I prefer the South Island over the North Island in terms of traveling. I think that's because the scenery is so different. It's just so unlike the North Island. But what we did was when we'd gone to the South Island and we did the Queenstown trip and stuff, we first went to, we took a plane to Christchurch, and then from Christchurch, we just did a round trip to all the highlights like Hamner Springs, Dunedin, the glaciers, Bluff, Hokitika.
Yeah.
And Uncle Richard, I think you were in Hokitika for a while there.
Yes, I was there in Greymouth for almost 15 months. And
when you
mentioned Hokitika, I don't know how many of you all have done the Hokitika Gorge. It's one of the most beautiful gorges where the water is actually blue, light blue, green in color.
Oh, wow. Ooh. No, I don't think I've done that. Well, that's definitely
that's
next.
That's a nice course to go there again.
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those places. You just start off in Christchurch and then
and
go
do
around.
The round trip. Yeah, we sort of did the same thing. We toured around the South Island. We hired one of those 8-seater cars, crammed everyone in one car, and we kind of just drove. Such a cool experience.
Yeah, and we both did it with sort of families. But what was really cool, Chanel, I'll let you tell the story. A couple of our friends went down to Dunedin. And then how did they do their trip?
So, well, they went down to Dunedin. They went all the way down to the South Island to pick up a car, which, you know, one of our friends bought, and then they kind of drove all the way up. They had to catch the ferry to cross over from South Island to the North Island, obviously. And it took them days, but I think that would be a pretty cool trip too, to drive through all the way from down south back up north.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'd get on board with, because it's almost like going in blind, you're just making it up as you go along.
Yeah, see, definitely. I love those kinds of trips where you just don't plan for much and just get to go. I think sometimes it's okay to just have a destination in mind and make up all those plans as you go along, because New Zealand's such an inviting place. Like, the people are really nice, and even if you do get lost, I'm sure you'd be able to find your way around again.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the cooler things about being in New Zealand, though, is this: it's one of these places where people come from all around the world to New Zealand. So it's littered, I suppose, with backpackers and motels and stuff. So even if you are, as it is, going in blind, there's plenty of options to choose from.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing that you have to plan majorly in advance for and things like that. So I've not gone backpacking in New Zealand as yet, but I think that's definitely something that we should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all year round, to be honest. One place I didn't go to in the South Island, though, when we went for a visit, was the Kaikoura Coast. Ooh. Because apparently that's like a must-do. You've got to do it, so picturesque. But with the recent disasters, I don't know when we can next go there either.
Yeah, true. And recently, similar to that, I went to Christchurch about like a month ago. It's not the same as it once were. You know, the buildings are still crumbled and things are still being rebuilt. But there are still some places that still remain, you know, like they once were.
Yeah. A friend of ours, actually, Uncle Richard, again, your son was in Christchurch for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, he always says, you know, it's one of those places that you can just relax.
Yeah.
It's just so quiet and just a good breather away from what the big city is usually.
Like even Auckland, though, yeah.
Christchurch is a big city.
Yeah.
But no, definitely, unfortunately, since it's the earthquakes, it's not really been the same. But it's a good starting point for the road trip. When we'd gone in the summer to the South Island, it was cool because there was caravans sort of selling cherries everywhere. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this.
Oh, yeah.
In the South Island, it's like big on cherries. Everywhere we went, they were just selling cherries by the bucket loads.
Well, I've gone cherry picking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very close to one of those beautiful places. What's it called? I keep forgetting the name. But I went to the farm and you could pick as many cherries as you wanted.
Was this up here or in the South Island?
South Island.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you have to cross off when you go there.
But tell me, what's the exciting part on going on this road trip? Anish, you must have also done a few of these road trips. What's the exciting part as such?
The exciting part for me was, I'm a very basic guy. For me, a road trip is as good if I can, you know, put my hair out in the wind and go with my tongue out, you know, those kind of trips. But New Zealand's pretty cold, so your teeth start chattering once you do that for a long time. And oh my God, so many sheep! Like, I thought people exaggerated about the sheep, but no, so many sheep, so many cows. Like, I forgot the word cow. I could only utter the word beef for the longest time, you know? Like, that was the case. But yeah, apart from the green expanse fields and stuff, New Zealand for me has, I don't know, sorry not to offend any Aucklanders out here, but New Zealand for me has been mostly outside of Auckland, you know. Otherwise, Auckland's just been work and, you know, traveling from one place to the other for work and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that's why it's good to do these trips, so you can just catch a break. I can't...
Because Auckland is so busy, really isn't it? Hard. Like, yeah, with me working all day, and I think road tripping is the best way to just go and travel and take a break.
Well, what about you, Riona? Have you done any road trips?
I have done a few road trips. It's always with family and friends. And for me, again, it's like, you know, because you work here and you work long hours and you're busy running around with, you know, your kids and keeping the pace at things here, sometimes you just need to unwind, to relax, to wind down and to let your hair down. And even if you've taken a holiday and you're at home, you never end up winding down. So the best thing to do is get into the car, pack the boot up and go. And it's just a change. It's really nice to let your hair down, relax, unwind, where you don't think of doing the dishes or the clothes or, you know.
Exactly.
You're just letting yourself actually have a break. And that's, for me, that is the most important highlight of going for a trip, is just not doing anything.
Yeah. I think for me, the road trips are a great pleasure in New Zealand because everything is so well organized, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you book your small little cottage or you arrive at a particular location, you can find so many things which you didn't actually plan at the time.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's just the comfort. And the company of friends make it a huge difference as such. On that note, let's hear Paul Simon's Graceland. I don't know how many of you all would have heard that song.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
international tour. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. When I breeze up to you, we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the window. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There's a girl in New York City, calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees your blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I've a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Fernandez, and this week's recipe is a very easy cake. It's called 1-2-3-4 cake. This cake is soft and lovely with tea or coffee. The ingredients are 1 cup butter, which is 250 grams of butter, 1 cup of milk, 2 cups sugar, 3 cups self-raising flour, 4 eggs and 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. Now your method will be: beat up butter, sugar, milk, eggs and vanilla essence well. Add your flour and form a nice cake-like batter. Bake till firm and brown on the top. Enjoy. Until next time.
Wow, that sounds really interesting and really easy. I think I'm going to try that one. I'm going to go back home, listen to the program again, take down the recipe, and try this cake out.
You've been listening to Graceland by Paul Simon, only on Sisega Dempar, Planet 104.6 FM.
Okay, so before the break, we were sort of discussing the South Island and road trips and how we all really like the South Island. Chanel, you had an interesting fact actually about the South Island.
Well, I hope to correct me if I say this wrong, Chanel, but picture everything that you've seen it. Is it Kahona Piarhe? Everything in that film was apparently filmed in the South Island itself.
Yep. That's very
good.
Did
I say that right?
Pronunciation on point. Good. I don't know if everybody else thought the same.
Pretty good for a try.
I've just been practicing all week, but it's fine.
No, but the only bad thing, I guess, about the South Island is that you really can't go beach hopping. It's just not one of those places that it's very beautiful. White sand beaches on the East Coast, but too cold for me to go in, and I'm too Bombay for that. So I think the best place for if you were looking for like a beachy kind of trip out of Auckland is probably the North Island.
The North Island, I agree with you, Chanel.
You went down in a camper van actually recently to the North Island.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that, Chanel?
Yes, I did. So the camper van, first of all, the camper van trip was not what I expected. I left with bruises all over my body because it kept moving and I tried to get things from the back. Cleaning the toilets was gross. Mm-hmm. There were things that I saw coming out that I wish I didn't see, but we left that to the boys to clean, obviously. Sleeping was fine. It was spacious and that. There was one day, though, that we couldn't connect to power and we all had to find other places to go shower, like the swimming pools and stuff. But overall, we traveled down to Wellington. And back up, we stopped over at Mount Ropehu, the Waitomo Caves, and I think we stopped over at Rotorua as well. And it was such a cool experience. I think camper vanning would be definitely a way to travel around New Zealand.
I don't think, if you're Chanel Lobo, I don't think that the camper vanning is one of the best. I think you're more suited to glamping.
Glamping, yeah.
That's glamping?
Glamping is glamorous camping.
Glamorous camping.
You sort of go in these tents and there are beds and everything.
Electricity.
A friend of ours, Lanera, did that actually.
Yeah.
She said it was an awesome experience because she's not a camp kind of girl either. But you can definitely do that in Auckland. Out of it as well.
That's more my style, I think. Not really the camping and camper vanning. I think more glamping.
Didn't you say you went to the mall as well?
Well, we tried to stop over at the mall, but the car parks were too small, so we had to park a mile away and then eventually walk there.
Because only Chanel would go in a camper van on a road trip to the mall.
Hey, come on, we're traveling around New Zealand.
No, but it's cool. I think that rough and tough kind of road trips are cool because of the beaches, like we mentioned before. We did another trip last year to Tauranga.
Tauranga.
Tauranga? I don't know if you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's right.
It was. And we went on a camping ground and up the top on the hill there were tents set up. And right down by the beach, we had a camper van, but we didn't drive it anywhere. We just sort of stayed in that for the night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you get up at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning and you take a dip in the ocean and it's kind of roughing it out. It's not quite glamping, but it's not yet camping either.
Yeah.
So it's like a good in-between ground for those of you who are not on either side of the extremes. I quite enjoyed that trip, and I think that's definitely something
cool. That sounds really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Earlier we mentioned, going to the Waitomoto Caves. I definitely think that's a must do in New Zealand. What do you reckon, Chanel?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not that far either. It's just about 2.5 hours away from Auckland, and it's south of Auckland. And basically, you visit these caves, and they're filled with worms, glowworms. And it's really dark, but it looks like, really ethereal, like really magical, the whole site.
Oh, so Chanel, I must ask, where did the glowworms get their glow from?
Well, if you must know, it is the poop of the glowworms that give us the glow. So it was a very interesting fact. Yeah. And when I had gone there, my cousin was with me and he was 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And he found that so fascinating because, 15-year-old boys. Anisha, I don't know if you were like that when you were that age, but...
obsessed about poop?
Obsessed with poop, yes.
Yeah, that happens at a younger age, not 15.
Boys... obsessive poop throughout, it feels like. That's what I think anyways.
Yeah.
Has anybody taken that boat trip out of the...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
At the Glowworm?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. It's so, so beautiful. So you kind of get dragged through by ropes in the dark caves, and all you have is Glowworm surrounding you.
And then when you hit the sunlight outside, it's quite an amazing experience.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely an amazing experience.
It's a bit surreal.
It is. It's very magical.
So you don't
mind. Amazing how they maneuver those little boats through those caves, dragging it along those ropes. It's fascinating. And if you look on top, you feel like you're in a planetarium where there's stars. You know, the glowworms just look like stars. It's
beautiful.
Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And it's family owned as well, I think. So there's a family that owns that whole business, and they kind of run the show there. So
keeping it local.
Keeping it local. I think that's cool.
So how many of y'all after that glowworm trip have gone to Tipuki there and had some nice French pastries and...
Maybe I have. I'm not sure, actually. I was too young when I went to the glowworm caves.
So one of the tips is that you need to go to Tipuki after finishing the Waitomo caves. In Tipuki, there are nice French bakeries. So you could sort of indulge in some of the nice pastries that they prepare.
So if you can't afford the trip to France, we go to Tipuki.
I
see how it is. Because we're all on student budget still, so that's how it works for us. You also mentioned before that you stopped at Mount Ropehu on the way back.
Yes, love Mount Ropehu.
Do you know, up until last week, it was kind of free to go to Happy Valley, which is sort of the snowy area. And then they were trying to get people to, like, charge... They were trying to charge people to go there, and then there was a big protest and things like that, and now it's back to being free again.
Oh, thank goodness, because quite a few of the little kids don't know how to ski,
exactly.
So it would be pointless paying money to go up
all
there.
All the way up there,
yeah. Just to play with the little snow, then they may as well not go there and just play with snow along the way.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's what one of the biggest arguments was, that people wouldn't actually go there because it's going to be charged.
To be commercialized to some extent, because those who go up and really want to ski, they make their money from this, buying the skis and the toboggans and whatever else. But yeah, to charge for Happy Valley is a bit silly, excessive.
Yeah, I think they're talking about maintenance, but good for us because they have stopped that motion.
That's awesome,
definitely better. This was just last week.
Oh, well.
But you should try your luck at Arthur's Pass, outside Arthur's Pass in South Island. There are a number of ski fields.
Oh, yeah.
And there are heaps of tourists that come there during the winter season. In fact, at the moment, it's completely packed, those ski fields.
Yeah, time of the year, I can definitely be.
So I have done trips between Greymouth and Christchurch, and I've crossed onto Arthur's Pass quite a number of times, sometimes very early in the morning at 4, sometimes late in the night at around 11. During the winter time, it's quite a challenge, and you see these people who have traveled from all over the world in those parts, trugging along and driving their camper vans and trying to find another field where they can go and ski.
I think a News Hub did this feature on them because it was like a ski race or something, the charity race, I think it was, and people were like hitchhiking from the towns to go up there.
Absolutely.
So I think it's an experience because as you rightly said, you'd meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
So if you're going there, then
may as well.
And many people are not aware of the Arthur's Pass. It can look pretty easy and nice during summertime, but during winter time, when you look around the Arthur's Pass, those grey clouds and those mountains sort of, closing down on the road, you really start getting scared while driving at almost about 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So on that note, let's hear Chin Chin Chinch Pukli.
Oh, या गाड़ी हुबी जाली एक मादाम भी तोर गोसली मुझा बोगले पियोन गोसली
चिंच 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 बोगले हांगा गाड़ी हुबी जाली एक मादाम भी तोर गोसली मुझा बोगले पियोन गोसली
रस पाई तुझो थी माता आऊं चीट पोरोइन तू का गाड़ी तादर हुबी जाली माडम फट फट सोकला थेवली आऊं तीचा पाट ल्यान सरा सरे आमी बोरो लेची गाड़ी दोरली चीं 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 भोगली आंगा गाड़ी हुबी जाली एक मादाम भी तोर गुसली मुझा बोगले क्यों भोसली
Chin 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 pokli Sanga gali ubi sali Deku madam bitar gusli Moja pogli kiyon basli
Yon Rauli, Dinga Kuslo Bitor DC, Madam Kupita Un Soti, Palvaname City Kantman Sodli, DC Hatu Pude Koronu Bisari, Madam Sangonga Punboita Handeli, Kabrunu Hason Foson Lagli Bagar, Korokadak Haslo DC,
Chin 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 Poki, Hanga Gadi Ubi Zali. एक मादाम बितर गुसली मोजा बोगले क्यों बोसली चिंच 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 पोगली हांगा गाड़ी उबी जाली एक मादाम बितर गुसली मोजा बोगले क्यों बोसली
जालियो मौका चोको जाली गाड़ी पावली पोरोली गाड़ी राउत सुपोरोली तिंगा हुबो जालो डीसी आउ तो नु रुपिया सुपोती मादाम एक घेऊन पडलो डीसी
चिंच 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 पोकली Oh, what a lovely song. Chin, chin, chinch pokli. That was really fantastic.
Rihanna, you were from Chinch Pokli.
I lived in Baikla, very close to Chinch Pokli. And I heard that and I found that was such a funny name for a station to have. But now that this, I think I'm going to go home and sing this song. And my kids are going to think I'm gone a little cuckoo in the head. But that was a song and you've been listening to Chin, chin, chinch pokli on Susegat Dempar, only on Planet FM 104.6. Now tell me, Chanel, you go on all these trips, besides looking out at the beautiful views, you know, maybe chatting with your friends, cracking a few PGs, and of course, taking a nap, dozing off. What else do you do? Do you sing? Because I love to sing. Do you sing too? I mean, that's one of the things I'd love to do with my kids on a trip, you know, play a game, word game. Yeah. I spy with my little eye and then sing. Do you sing too?
We do. We keep our playlists pretty lit.
Yes.
And then we sing along to all of that. Chanel has a good nap in the car.
Always having a nap.
But yeah, we do sing along.
You guys don't drive, huh?
Somebody has to
drive. Yeah. It's not me, because
Chanel likes to sleep like in the back seat, like stretch out. But yeah, we do sing along.
Why drive when you can just sit and enjoy the view and let somebody take all that?
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
That's why we have dads.
And husbands.
So, Chanel is a good singer.
Yes.
I know, I heard about it. Chanel, would you like to sing a song for us?
You mean Chanel Lobo?
No.
Chanel Fernandez.
I mean, Chanel Lobo can sing too if she wants to.
Of course.
But right now, we're talking to you. So, would you like to sing a song for us?
What song would I sing?
Come on.
Do you, sing one of those songs where you have won a trophy and you have been recognized on the radio in the past?
Yep. Go on.
Would you like to? Music, maybe.
We've got some music here.
Do you have any?
What music
is sort of that yeah. out?
Listen to this music.
So I have to just sing along to whatever you play?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is your one.
Okay.
Come on, give it.
This is called Kaisi Paheli. It's from the movie Parinita.
बातें है पुरानी कैसी पहेली है ये कैसी पहेली जिंदगानी
ooh that's fantastic
नाना हारो का इसको किसने हाँ ये तो बहता पानी कैसी पहेली है ये कैसी पहेली जिंदगानी
I hope that's satisfactory.
Oh, that's beyond satisfactory.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Shanae.
Fantastic.
Such a beautiful voice.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, on road trips, we're fortunate enough to have Chanel in our car. She breaks out into song every now and then, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well.
So what else do you do? Tell us more. It's so interesting.
The thing is, once everybody was in university and jobs and we had our licenses and stuff, we were able to travel just outside of Auckland quite often.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just take the car and you go not so much to the South Island, but just the whole North Island. We've gone to Rotorua. We've done that quite a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Just
down I love Rotorua.
I love Rotorua yeah. too. It's
absolutely
beautiful.
It's just, you know, just one of those places. It's besides the smell, it's just such a good place to
but
visit.
But you somehow get used to that smell. Only when you get in there,
yeah.
you know, the smell of sulfur is really strong.
It's the first hit, isn't
the
it?
The first hit. And then
yeah.
you get so used to it, you don't even... It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's tons to do in Rotorua.
There's heaps to do in Rotorua. There's the luge and the gondola rides and the banana boats as well. I drove past the Zorb once, but I don't think I ever been in it. Have you been
yeah.
to the Zorb?
We did it just last year because my cousin came down and we took her to Rotorua. It was cool because you get to choose between either a water-filled Zorb or an empty, you know, just a normal Zorb. And you come down this hill. It's a long drive, long roll down the hill.
I bet you did the water Zorb.
We did the water Zorb.
Oh, my God.
We had a GoPro with us to record the experience. And it was pouring down with rain as well. So the experience was even more exciting. Once you come down, though, because it's so cold and the water and everything, they keep a spa pool right there, though, at the end of the... track
yeah.
and then the minute you jump out you take a photograph and then you just jump back in the spa,
in the
pool,
spa?
Which is pretty innovative so you know,
yeah
Rotorua,
well
yeah.
Rotorua is famous for their Polynesian spas.
Oh
I'm
my
sure
God,
you've
yes.
been there
yeah
before,
yeah we
yeah?
have been there it's lovely
yeah
Chanel, you
and
love it.
we went into one of those spas and they had a view inside the spa as well so when you look out you had something to look out to it was absolutely beautiful
yeah no definitely it was cool have you Anish been to Rotorua
Me, nah, I mean, I'm keen to go there, but I don't know, there's got to be a pull.
A pull? The something, smell doesn't something. Pull
the
you
The smell doesn't pull you in, is
Yeah,
it?
When you guys are talking about the smell hits you, I was still thinking, you guys need to Rotorua.
Trust me, but the Zorb and the luge are definitely worth going
yeah,
for.
There's like, a lot of activities
yeah.
to do there. So
do you know, there's a lovely sky swing up there at...
yes, that's new, isn't it?
It's not new. I did it a few years ago. I'm not the daredevil. I wouldn't do bungee and I wouldn't do something as daring as that. But we'd taken my family that came from India there and my nephew was really keen to go. And, you know, they're a three-seater. So he said, I've booked a ticket for the whole thing. Awesome. Who's coming with me? And nobody put up their hands. I tried to
did
be brave.
Go?
And I put up my hand and said, I'm coming with you. And because I did it, my sister-in-law said, I'll do it too. So the three of us got in there. But all I remember is they drag you up, you know. So you're
yeah.
sitting.
Yeah.
So like a pendulum, they drag you right up there. And then you let go. And it was the most horrifying experience
oh my
gosh. For a bit. As you come flinging down and then to the other side of the pendulum. It's
yeah.
like a pendulum. So you go to the other side. It was horrible. All I did was like shriek. Probably abused a bit. But... after you get used to it, you just have an adrenaline rush, and it's just so good. So
yeah, it was raining when we'd gone, so they said we couldn't use the sky swing, so that was our problem. But definitely
that was the only daredevil thing I've ever done in my life, and it's lovely.
But you know what, if you can't go to the make the Rotorua trip, because I think you would have to stay overnight and, you know, experience all those activities. One of the good things about being in Auckland is that there's heaps of day trips that you can go to.
Day trips,
like Waiheke Island, for example.
Yes, love Waiheke Island. Beautiful. There's so much to do there. There's, you know, the zip lining, wine tasting, even catching the ferry to Waiheke Island is a trip and excitement in itself, I think.
And what we quite often do, one of our favorites, mine and Chanel's and our friends, we go to Tafaranui, which is a beach just up north.
Oh, okay.
Like it's Omaha's on the left, Tafaranui is on the right, and, you know, it's, we love it there, honestly, we do.
Yeah, the Tafaranui beach is really, really pretty. The sand is really soft, and the waves are really
lush.
Yeah, it's absolutely really cool. Beautiful there, and it's very calm as well. There's not many people that go there either, so it's quite secluded in a way. Yeah.
The thing about that, though, is you need to know where to go with these trips, because Tafaranui, it's a long beach, and then it sort of ends in these rocks and caves, and you think, oh yeah, that's the end. But actually, if you just go beyond that, which you can go from the sidetrack or through the caves, there's an even more secluded spot where I think the waves are calmer, everything's just more empty. Tafaranui, make that on your list if it isn't there already.
Yes. Yeah, it's got to go on the bucket list.
Absolutely. And then we have places like I mentioned before, Omaha, because that's just on the left. And what about Hobbiton?
Oh,
have you been?
Yes, I have been to the Hobbiton in Matamata. Such an iconic place in New Zealand. The movie set for Lord of the Rings was filmed there. You could totally do a day trip down there too.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely one of those places where you can go. What we quite like doing as well on these day trips and stuff, you did the activities in the beach and stuff, but there's a lot of food places as well. I think you mentioned something in Waiheke Island that was a good place to go to.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
Well, I haven't been there personally, but apparently the Oyster Inn is quite good at Waiheke. Have you been there, Chanel?
I haven't, no.
Tell me, you guys went to Rotorua. Have you been to Tarawera Lakes, the three different lakes?
Oh, have you been to the lakes?
No. Oh. Have you been there to Tarawera Lakes?
No, I haven't.
I think you guys should go to Tarawera Lakes.
Yes,
Tarawera. I must remember that.
It's a cozy little place. It's a bit about 8 kilometers out of Rotorua.
Okay.
You get inside, and there are three different lakes, three different colors.
Really?
Different colors. And it's quite a scene, quite a place to go to. And then there are a couple of events that take place at one of those lakes. So I would recommend that if you go to Rotorua.
And coming up in that set as well is a really exciting attraction. Well, I say attraction, but it's not quite. They say it's the 8th wonder of the world, the Pink and White Terraces, that's been covered in ash because of a volcanic eruption. So apparently, at this stage, there's some reports that they might be able to excavate and bring that back to life.
Really?
So hopefully we get that soon as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So on that note, let's listen to the song by Jerome D'Souza, Goyan Tumumu.
Gadier pos le linko inchi manka Tata korta linto los mad ani zada Gadi koyan tlan voitana Yeklo dulpo dmuno haple gitar gevon Chidwaan kai tali mure na son udon She gun kali tisro talyo vazon Gadi taun tali dongor ani sheta sodon
isti podon goi chingara ala ni so bitzara bale moya dongor pata la 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 la
गाडी मोडको स्टेशनार रावताना भितर सोरले सोबीत सुंदर जीना आमची वळख जाली गाडी मिराज बदली करताना काळजांत गुंतली मोगान पुना पावताना साल्यार कोशी तुका सांगा तीण करता गो फुडाराची लोनावलाची सोपाय पयताना कंडाला दोंगर आमचे नोत्रे केताना मोगान पोटली आमची काळसा.
You've been listening to Goya to Mumbai, sung by Jerome D'Souza. This you can listen to this only on Susegat Dempar, Planet 104.6 FM. And we are now in conversation with Chanel.
Yes.
And we're talking about road trips.
Yeah, and just like Goa to Mumbai, which is a long road trip, by the way, can I just say? I think when you have road trips like that, there sort of has to be some do's and don'ts when you have one, you know, you go on these trips.
Chanel, yeah.
I think you have some for us.
Yes. Firstly, I would like to say, do not take the game Monopoly on a road trip. It is a friendship breaker and a relationship break. Like, honestly, I still don't think I talked to some people today because they didn't pay rent.
So top tip, don't play Monopoly with Chanel ever.
Yeah, no.
I wish my landlord had the same policy. You know, not talk to me if I don't pay rent.
I think you can try to make that happen next time. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll have to mob him with Monopoly all the time.
No, but seriously, like, you know, that is such a good important thing because you need to feel the crowd and just make sure everybody is on the same page with games, especially with Chanel.
I think that's important. Like the people you travel with as well, you kind of have to feel and decide what to take, what not to take, and what to plan for.
Yeah, because you know, you've got to be on the same page with everybody, otherwise it just becomes a bit of a mess.
Because you're stuck with them for days.
Yeah.
So.
And then they'll snore and annoy you throughout the night.
That's so mainly me, though. That's like, you. Yeah.
No, but really, though, it is prudent to make sure that you're prepared for everything. And one of the main things I'd say in New Zealand, if you're going traveling, is to prepare for all weathers.
Yes.
I mean, I sound like my mother, but honestly, it's so important.
Because you get four seasons in one day here. Like, you can never be totally prepared. You have sun, rain, storms, winds. It's ridiculous.
No, because 2 weeks ago, I was in Turukaka and Paihia up north, which I highly recommend to go, by the way. It's one of my favorite places ever. And it was like the start of winter, right? So it was cold and one morning, and then it became really hot the other day. And then it was raining, and then it was frosty. It was just a mess. But it was, I mean, still, Tutukaka is beautiful, though.
That's crazy, but that's so typical New Zealand. One can never be fully prepared. Yeah. I would also recommend taking swimwear, though, because there's bound to be a beach close by to where you are.
Or a pool.
Yeah. Go to a pool, because we're living on an island, so you're bound to land.
Togs, not undies.
Yes, good tip. That's a good tip.
No, and I also know, I'm being really Indian today, but I also think that packing food is very important.
Yes. You know, chutney sandwiches, the way your mom makes them.
The way mama makes them,
of course.
Now, what's another do or don't, Chanel?
Well, walking shoes, for sure, because, you know, there's hikes all around New Zealand. My favorite place to go hiking is definitely in my backyard in Auckland, just out west.
Yeah, see, I'm going to be moving out west next week, so you better come on trips with me.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I think that's important. But like we said before, so we were talking about music, and I think we need to prepare for, if you're going on a trip, say if you're in just one car with a 5-seater with your friends, you need to make sure that everybody's music tastes is on that list that you make, because if someone's is not there,
because you'll be traveling for like what, 3-4 hours sometimes.
Absolutely.
And the music has to be on point, you know, plug in your aux cable, switch on Spotify, and you're away.
Last year we went to the Coromandel, and we went to Cathedral cove and stuff like
that.
Our music was so cool. We were partying in the Countdown parking lot. We didn't want to leave because the music was that good. So I think that's definitely a must do. What's another must do, Chanel?
Well, you know me, Chanel. I love to take selfies, and I love to take pictures of where I am. So I definitely recommend, and I think this has recently come to light, carrying a battery pack, a power pack, right? Like, because you have to charge your phone so that you can capture all those moments in time.
Yeah, and follow Chanel, Capture Me Nelly on Instagram.
Oh my God, Chanel.
All the road trip photos are up there. With all the fashion photos
as
well.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
There, Chanel.
No, do you guys have any trips, tips on road trips?
Do you all drive your own cars or do you all hire cars?
If we're in the North Island, we just take our own
cars. Drive our own cars,
Has anybody tried to find out what's the economics of driving your own car and driving a hired car?
That's not interesting. No, we haven't researched that.
You lost me at economics.
I think, Richard, since you started it, you better finish it.
Well, I would always recommend that you hire a car. It is much more cheaper because in case if you have a flat tire, in case if you have some issues with the car, then the rental company actually steps in and provides you an alternative. If you have your own vehicle, then you'll have to wait for your insurance company or you may have to wait for AA Rescue to come. Also, given the fact that you'll be putting kilometers on your car, its resale value goes down.
Makes sense.
I would therefore recommend that if you are traveling, going on these road trips, it's not very expensive, but to hire vehicles. And there are a lot of rental companies around where you get cheaper cars, safe cars.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Never thought of it that way. Neither did I.
Yeah, folks, I'd highly recommend taking that advice because Richard is the man who knows most about economics than anybody else I know.
Yes,
so
right.
Definitely.
What about accommodation? How do you all book your accommodation? Where do you all book it?
Book a batch.
Okay, TripAdvisor.
Yeah, book
Airbnb
a batch.
Is good.
Airbnb.
We just find a good batch where you can fit everybody in and just
see. I think sometimes I'm not too fussed about location and where we're staying because it's only for the sleeping purposes. It's not really for anything else. So,
Chanel, you had some special advice for us. Chanel Lobo.
Yes, Lobo. Yes. I think we've covered most of it. I definitely think when we're traveling, there are different types of people that you can travel with. There's different cliques and people bring out different personalities. So I think it's important to form the right group when you're going.
You learn a lot about people when you travel with them. I think our main advice for any road trip, any time, because of all the different people, would be take it lightly.
Yep.
Just go with the mindset that you're going to have fun. Compensate. It's a big thing.
You need
to compensate.
Yeah.
I'd suggest that somebody do all the money bit, and then, at the end of the day,
one person handle the money.
And just have fun.
Go with the flow. Go with the intention of having fun
and
not take anything personally.
Definitely.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Chanel Lobo and Chanel Fernandez and Anish and Richard, for your time and for sharing your experiences with our listeners. We have now come to the end of our show. A big thank you to our listeners for tuning in each Saturday to our Susegad Dempa show. Please send us your feedback to goodguys@gmail.com. I'll spell it out for you. GOODGUYZE@gmail.com or put your comments on our Susegad Dempar Facebook page and that would be really handy because we always like to hear from you. Visit Planet FM at www.planetaudio.org.nz and listen to our past programs under the Konkani section. Also, please note, we have a mass being organized by Goa NZ at 6:30 p.m. this evening at St. Therese Church, Mount Albert Road, Three Kings. There will be tea and coffee and snacks after the mass, and we invite you to please join us. It's really nice to have you. And this is Riona now signing off. Stay warm, keep smiling until we meet again next week. Same time, same place on Susegad Dempar, Planet 104.m. Dio bore koru. Taxi
नहीं नो तो चलता था वो आउनो वो सु टैक्सी वालो चेड़वांती पोस्ता मुझा से टैक्शन खुशाल काए नू मोजेन गाय था सिनेमाच्या पुढ्यांतल्यान सात वरांचे फुल्ली रिझर्व मोग करणारा आठ वरांचे हांगा तिंगा उंडी मारतेल्या नऊ वरां जातस बरेंच पियोन टाईट जातेल्या वरांचेर आमी मुरे लोकोयता पारान इकरांग पायता कोट्या मोगार आशून पोंतेल्या बारा जातस टॅक्सी मुची हॉल्ट दादरान
Zagona bitor, porque sacou a...